Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Seder Zrayim. Maseches Trumos, as well as the three Masechtos that follow it, Maseches Maestros, Maseches Maestros Sheni, and Maseches Chala, all deal with the matanos that we give from our crops, with the gifts that we give to the Kohen from, and to others, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from our crops. And therefore, it's worthwhile just reviewing the order of matanos that we give and to whom they are given from our crops. So the first thing that we do when our crops are growing, as they are starting to ripen, is the earliest fruits get marked for Bikurim. The first fruits are given for Bikurim, and that is selected while they are still on the tree. In fact, while they are still ripening. And so the Bikurim are brought Shavuos time to the Beis HaMikdash, and they go to the Kohen. Now, that is the only matana that's taken before the harvesting time. At harvesting time, we have the matanos for the poor of Peah, Lekah, Shechicha, that all go to the poor. And then we harvest. After the harvest and the processing is done, what is referred to as Meruach HaKri. Meruach HaKri literally means the smoothing of the pile, and the reason that we use that term is that that is the end of the processing of grain, right? Grain is harvested, and then it is winnowed and threshed and turned into, you know, grain rather than the stalks that it was on. And then it is the big piles made in the granary. And that pile, when you're all done, is smoothed out. And that is Meruach HaKri, and that is the end of processing. And so therefore, we use that term, Meruach HaKri, to indicate the end of processing for all produce, even those that are not processed in anything having to do with a smoothed pile. So after Meruach HaKri, the next set of matanos kicks in. So the first matana that we give after Meruach HaKri is Truma, also known as Truma Gedola. Truma Gedola is given to the Kohen. And min haTorah, there is no minimum shear for Truma Gedola. Chita achas poteres es kol hakri. Even one single grain is sufficient for the entire pile of 1,000 bushels, of a ton of wheat. However, the Chachamim did institute a minimum shear, and the Chachamim give three possible shear. And we actually discussed this already in Maseches Peah. Ayin Yafe, Ayin Benonis, and Ayin Ra, depending on how generous you want to be. Ayin Yafe, if you want to be generous, then you should give a shear of 1/40. Ayin Benonis, intermediate, a shear of 1/50. And Ayin Ra, miserly, a shear of 1/60. Now, 1/60 is not a tiny amount. It's not really miserly. But for our purposes, we're generally always going to assume the middle, right? 1/50. And so when we talk about Truma Gedola, we're usually talking about 2%. So 2% of the crops are given to the Kohen as Truma Gedola. Truma Gedola is one of the main topics of our Masechet. Okay? After Truma Gedola, and we'll talk more about it even in this introduction. After Truma Gedola is Maaser Rishon. Maaser Rishon is 10%. From the word Maaser comes from 10th. And it is given to the Levi. The Levi, in turn, has an obligation to give 10% of his Maaser to the Kohen as Trumas Maaser. So that's 10% of the 10%, which means it's really 1% of the original. But the Yisrael doesn't give it direct to the Kohen. The Yisrael gives the 10% to the Levi, and the Levi has to give 10% of his Maaser to the Kohen as Trumas Maaser. Trumas Maaser is the same, as the same halachos as Truma Gedola. And in fact, Trumas Maaser and Truma Gedola are the two subject of our Masechet. After Maaser Rishon, the next gift, the next matana is Maaser Sheni, or Maaser Ani. Maaser Sheni is given in years 1, 2, 4, and 5. Maaser Sheni needs to be, is kept by the owner, but needs to be eaten in Yerushalayim, Bekedusha. And Maaser Ani in years 3 and 6 of the Shemitah cycle are given to the poor. Now, that's not quite it. We're almost done. But when we're talking about grain, there is a further matana. When it's one of the five grains, if it is kneaded into dough, then as the dough gets kneaded and becomes a dough, there is a new matana that kicks in, which we referred to at the end of Maseches Shviyos, which is the matana of challah. And the mitzvah of challah is to give 1/24 of the dough to the Kohen. That is the subject of Maseches Chala. It's worth mentioning here that Chala has basically the same halachic status as Truma. However, it's not really the subject of our Masechet. Now, so when we're talking about Truma, which is Truma Gedola and Trumas Meiser, it is, first of all, it is the property of the Kohen, right? So when you give it to the Kohen, it is his. And it is his property, which he can sell. He could sell to another Kohen. Now, it does, it is also forbidden for non-Kohanim to eat Truma. And it's not just you shouldn't do it, it's bad. If you eat Truma, if a non-Kohen eats Truma b'mezid on purpose, then he is chayav misa b'dei shemayim. It is a death penalty from God, but nevertheless, it's a chayav misa. It's a very serious issue. And if it's done by accident, so then the Yisrael who ate it has to repay the value plus an additional 25%. So he has to repay the value of what he stole, of what he ate, plus an additional 25%. Now, because because Truma is limited in who can eat it, we said before that it can be sold, but it actually has lower market value than Truma, than Chulin, because it has less demand, right? Less people can eat it, and therefore it's less in demand, and the price is going to be lower. Now, in addition to the fact that non-Kohanim can't eat it, Truma is also subject to other special rules because it is kadosh. And so because it has kedusha, there is a mitzvah of mishmeres trumasi, of keeping it safe and keeping it protected. And therefore, we are obligated to protect it from ruin and from tuma. You can't ruin truma or cause it to be ruined, and you can't make it tame or cause it to become tame. Now, sometimes there's a little mix-up, and your truma gets mixed in to your chulin. And if your truma gets mixed into your chulin, you have a problem, right? Because truma can't be eaten. And so if it's mixed into your chulin, then the Yisrael can't eat the chulin either, because it's got truma mixed in. So now, in general, we know that there is the concept of bitul. If there is enough of the thing that is permitted, then the thing that was not permitted, that fell into it and got lost and mixed in, can be nullified with a sufficiently large amount of heter. When we're talking about truma, in order to nullify truma, we need a ratio of 100 to 1. There needs to be 100 measures of non-truma, of chulin, to each measure of truma, in order for it to be batel. Even if it is batel, so then the whole thing can be eaten by Yisrael. However, the Yisrael still has an obligation to take chulin to give to the Kohen, to take some off and give it to the Kohen, even if it's not going to be the actual truma, because of Gezel HaShevet, because we don't want the Kohanim to not get what is coming to them. And so even if it's batel, we still have an obligation to give something to the Kohen, the original amount. Now, what if there's not enough? What if there's not enough? So then if there's not enough to be mevatelit, so then the mixture becomes meduma. What we call meduma is that which has chulin, which has truma mixed in. And it can't, again, as we said, it's asur lazarim. It cannot be by non-Kohanim. So what can the non-Kohen do with it? He can sell it to the Kohen. He can sell it to the Kohen at the price of truma, of course, less the value of the truma that's within the mixture, which already belongs to the Kohen. So that you have to give him for free. But the rest of it, you can sell it to him at the price of truma. Our Masechet talks about Truma Gedola and Trumas Meiser, and in particular, it focuses on all of the details around the separation of it and the treatment of it. So we talk about who can separate truma, how truma is separated, what kind of produce should be separated as truma, and all of those kinds of halachos regarding truma.